We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, here's good news. CBS has renewed the NCIS New Orleans contract for a sixth season. So that's really good news. Also, more good news. Over $2 million has been raised to rebuild the black churches that were burned down. The suspect is a white 21-year-old from Louisiana who allegedly burned these churches in Louisiana. But that's really, it's great news. And so for every person there is, like the person that burned the churches, for every racist that there is, there are so many other people who are not. So let's remember that we can't always define ourselves by the news that we see, the news that we hear, because the news focuses on those things that are out of the ordinary. The news focuses more on the bizarre and the negative than the good and the positive. So we as people are never defined by the news we see, and there's a tendency for us to define ourselves by the news we see. I've got a pair of tickets to give away sometime between now and 4 o'clock. To the Jazz and Heritage Festival. It starts on Thursday. It's going to be a beautiful weekend for it. And the song of the day is from Van Morrison, who is performing this weekend. The song is the classic Brown Eyed Girl. When you hear that, if you are the eighth caller to our contest line, 260-WINS, 260-9467, you win a pair of tickets. And we'll have another pair of tickets to give away tomorrow with another artist that is performing this weekend at the Jazz and Heritage Festival. The real issue about lowering the speed limits in school zones is not the speed limit. It's about how the mayor went about it. The Scoop Report is our live Facebook video. It's a live section of the show that is live on Facebook, WWL Radio, right now. That conversation is going on now. And it's about this topic, lowering the speed limit. I don't have a problem with the mayor lowering the threshold for people getting tickets. The speed limit is 20. I guess there's some debate now. A caller said 26 miles an hour, but I've read and everything that I've read that it was 28 miles an hour and above that you would get a ticket. Now it's 24 miles an hour and above. And I talked to a friend of mine yesterday. He called me after I got off the air, and he said he got a school zone ticket. And there's something else to consider here. Not only do you have to drive the speed limit, but you also have to take a look at the time. He thought it was after 9, and his ticket said it was 8:59. So the clock in his car was wrong. And so, you know, he got the ticket. $75 ticket, $45 goes to the city, and $30 goes to the ticket company that does the administration stuff and collects the money. And I had somebody call yesterday and said they'd feel a lot better if that $30 did not go to that ticket company and the $30 went to the city. And I would think for that amount of money, it would have been worth it to set up a branch of city government to collect that money. I mean, if it's worth it for the ticket company to do it, it wouldn't be worth it for us to do it. And I guess the city determines that it's more cost efficient to have somebody else do it than for the city to do it. But if the city did it, it would create jobs. If the city did it, we could keep the money in-house. So anyway, you do need to check the clock in your car. If you're close to 9 o'clock, don't take that chance. If you're close to the school zone going into effect or going out of effect, man, don't take a chance and drive 20 miles an hour. And don't worry about the idiot behind you that is putting pressure on you to drive faster. Also, my friend told me that on the back of the ticket, it says that this is not a moving violation and will not be reported to the insurance company. How is that not a moving violation? I mean, look, if you get the ticket, I'm happy for you, but how is that not a moving violation? Yesterday, we talked about this. The conversation continues, and based on some of the comments that I got on Facebook last night, when I posted the op-ed blog that I wrote about this, I understand that people don't understand the real issue. This is not about lowering the speed limit. This is not about speeding through school zones. This is not about justifying that. the topic at hand here is about Mayor Cantrell's decision to lower the threshold for generating tickets in school zones without telling you. Why didn't she tell you? She says it's not a money grab, but everything seems to point to the fact that it is a money grab. And yesterday she went before the city council. I don't know who advised her to wear a black and white striped shirt, or I don't know if it's a dress or a shirt, but she's wearing a black and white striped outfit to go talk about this controversy. Not the best decision, in my opinion. So this is about that decision, not telling the public. You may disagree with me, but I believe she should have told the public and warned the public. And to me, that would have caused more people to slow down than the people who were punished by being given a ticket. Let's go back to your calls from New Orleans. Larry, welcome to WWL. Hello, Larry. Okay, let's go to Denham Springs. Howard, welcome to the show.
Hey, it's good. How you been?
I'm good.
So I agree with you completely as well. And I was hoping you'd let me draw a parallel real quick to help those people who are aren't quite getting the picture.
Okay.
This is basically the same as if the city of New Orleans said, you know what, y'all? We're not going to force any marijuana laws. Y'all can smoke as much as y'all want to, walking up and down the street. We're not going to do anything about it. And then without telling anybody, just telling the cops, if you see anybody smoking, like a few months later, if you see anybody smoking weed, arrest them.
Howard, that's a really good analogy. It's a really good comparison. It really is.
That's speeding out so they can quit talking about speeding.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's what this is about. It's about, in my opinion, it's about transparency. And when there was an issue of transparency with credit cards during the campaign, and when you promise to be transparent, and then you do two things pretty early in your administration that are not transparent, like you go to Cuba and you don't tell anybody until the trip is already underway, and then you make this decision without warning the public, it just makes it seem as if you're acting like more of a dictator than a mayor.
Yeah, after this, my thoughts of her is either it is a money grab or she's just really, really stupid.
Howard, I appreciate the call. If you want to join us, our number is 260-1870 and our text is 870-870. And I don't think the mayor's stupid, so that would leave this as a money grab. Again, that's my view of this. Here's our Blue Runner Gumbo poll. If Mayor Cantrell's decision to lower the threshold for ticketing in a school zone really was about school safety, should the money generated go to the schools and not the city? 83% say yes. 17% say no. Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. From Pearl River, Mary, welcome to our show this afternoon.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good.
I totally agree with you about Mayor Cantrell. She should have never kept it a secret. And the reason cops let you know about DUI checkpoints is to let people know in advance how dangerous it is to drink and drive.
Well, if the warning goes out, aren't people going to be less likely to drink and drive?
No, it's giving them the ability to say, the cops saying, hey, we're trying to let you know how serious drinking and driving is. We don't want you to do it. We don't want to actually have to put people in unsafe environments. They do these checkpoints to make people it's safe on the road.
Well, I think when people hear about the checkpoints, Mary, I think that they're less likely to drink and drive, or they're going to be a little more conscious about that. And that in itself makes the road safer, which is what
That's
I base
exactly
my opinion on.
That
if it would have been announced, more people would have slowed down in school zone.
Yeah, and it's not the fact that she made the change, because it's a good change in a way, but she hid it, just like every other politician out there. They hide things, they do things under the radar, and when the public finds out, they blow up about the wrong thing, like you said. The whole thing is the fact that she did not tell the public in advance.
You know,
it should have, but that's the right thing to do.
It seems like it's too easy to do the right thing. It ain't that difficult to do the right thing. And yet, so often, politicians don't do the right thing. Mary, I'm glad you called. Look, a politician that continues to insist something is one way when it really is another way, when it's obvious that it really is another way. We're used to this now in the news. We're used to hearing, no, this is the way it is. And if I say it enough, people will believe it. She can continue to say, it's not a money grab. It's not a money grab. But it seems to me that the ambiance around this issue points more to the reality that it is a money grab. It was a money grab. And so, therefore, I think really she should have told the public. And by the way, this is, thank God, let's look at it this way also. This is not even a big issue. Even people going a little bit over the speed limit have been careful. And up to this point, I mean, it's been a long, long, long time since some kid was hit by a speeding car in a school zone. And that's good news. It means that even if we're driving a little over the speed limit, we're still being really damn careful in a school zone. And I think the issue that the mayor is citing is a kid that got off a bus, ran around the bus, and got hit by a car. It wasn't even about speeding through a school zone, as far as I know. And it certainly wasn't about just the idea that people speed through school zones. So my only point is, hey, you know what? I think she should have let the citizens know. Seems like that's fair. If you want to join us, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Also, there is a new high school dress code for a Houston area school. The dress code is not for the students. It's for the parents. And it's being called discriminatory. Wait till you hear what the dress code is. We'll talk about that and more when we come back on WWL. It's April 23rd, and today we wish happy birthday to actress Joyce DeWitt. She played Janet on Three's Company. You know how old she is now? 70. Wow. Yeah, I know. Time marches on, doesn't it? Remember how controversial that show was when it came out? Three's Company. This was back in the 70s? The idea of a man living with two women and they weren't married was shocking. And there were so many jokes built around that premise. And today, that would not nearly be as controversial as it was back then. I want to remind you, it can happen at any time. When I play Brown Eyed Girl by Van Morrison, Van Morrison's performing at the first weekend of Jazz Fest this weekend. When you hear Brown Eyed Girl, if you are the eighth caller to our contest line, 260-WINS, 260-9467, you win the tickets to Jazz Fest this weekend. I want to remind you that this is a great time of year for the Houdat Nation, because I guess you can argue this is the beginning of the football season. And Thursday kicks off the Saints and the NFL draft. As always, we're going to bring you 3 days of wall-to-wall coverage, better than the networks. It starts at 4 o'clock on Thursday with a Saints draft preview with Zach Streif and Deuce McAllister. They go deep with Sean Payton, Mickey Loomis, and the Saints brass just hours before the draft begins. And then, this is Don't Miss Radio, 6 o'clock, it's game time. Bobby Hebert, draft analyst Mike Dettillier, and Christian Garrick, joined by Zach Streif for wall-to-wall coverage on the draft as it unfolds. Then Friday, join us at Desi Vegas Seafood and Prime Steaks. They're in Metairie also. Heritage Plaza, there's one downtown. They're in Metairie as well. In Heritage Plaza, Desi Vegas Seafood and Prime Steaks. They'll be there live from 4 to midnight. It's Draft Fest Friday. And Deuce McAllister joins the guys live from Nashville, where he'll be calling out the Saints' first pick. And then Saturday, everybody's going to be at Walk-On's Bistro and Bar in Covington for Saints Draft Saturday from 9 a.m. until 6 p.m. It's going to be another great year, another fun year, and we do hope you'll join us. If you're just tuning in, we're talking about the misunderstanding about the debate of Mayor Cantrell lowering the threshold for tickets to be generated in school zones. And I was always for that, but there seems to be a lot of confusion that it's about, really, it's about the 20-mile-an-hour speed limit. It's not about that. It's about the secrecy that surrounded her changing the policy without informing the public. And I've got a text here that says, so Cantrell should be honest. What about the order to protect a bunch of, this is just a nonsensical one. Doesn't even really, doesn't make sense. Here's a text, credit cards, Cuba, school zone limits. What else is Mayor Cantrell doing sneaky about? And this looks like a pattern. Well, see, that's the problem. You know, I mean, if you do something and you know there's no way she was going to go to Cuba and come back without people knowing about it. And so why not announce it in advance? But she didn't. She secretly went on the trip and then told people when the trip was underway. What could the motive there be? And it's going to be determined that you change the policy when it comes to speeding in school zones. So why not just be honest about it? Also, there is, I want to add this to the conversation. There is a new high school dress code at a Houston area high school. It's at James Madison High School. And this dress code involves the parents. Parents wearing pajamas, hair rollers, bonnets, and leggings are going to be banned from the school. They're going to be turned away. So the school says if we have standards for students' attire and grooming, we should have a policy for parents as well. One mother of a student at Madison High School says the code is discriminatory. She says it's nobody's business if she decides to wear a bonnet to protect her hair when it rains. Is she right? Now, sometimes when I go to Walmart, I see people in pajamas and slippers. Bothers me. But, you know, I mean, this is a free country. I guess they can do it if they want to. But what about a school dress code for parents? We'll add that to the conversation when we come back. I'm Scoot on WWL. All right, what about the clothes you wear? Do people judge you by the clothes you wear? Well, of course they do. Look, I can't imagine leaving my apartment downtown and going anywhere wearing pajama pants and rollers in my hair and a bonnet or, you know, the thing that you wear on your head. I can't imagine leaving home that way. But some people do. Now, I see people in Walmart like that all the time. Now, if you're in public, you certainly have a right to be that way. But what about a high school dress code for parents? Is this a good idea? James Madison High in the Houston area is going to turn parents away if they appear wearing pajamas, hair rollers, leggings, bonnets. All of these are banned. And one parent says, she's mother of a student there, says the new dress code is discriminatory. And I guess she's saying that the community that she's part of, this is a normal thing for them, and they should be able to do that. Yeah, you can do that in public, but a school has a right to set standards and limits for students and parents. And I guess the good thing about that is students are the product of their parents. And so maybe if the school has some criteria for parents' grooming and attire, maybe that would rub off on the kids. If you want to join us with a comment, our number is 260-1870 and our text is 870-870. I want to remind you once again, at any time between now and 4, I could be playing Brown Eyed Girl by Van Morrison. Van Morrison performing at Jazz and Heritage Fest this weekend. And if you are the 8th caller to our contest line, when you hear Brown Eyed Girl, you win a pair of tickets. The contest line is 504-260-WINS, 260-9467. Also, sports betting is a little closer to becoming a reality in Louisiana. Now, a Louisiana Senate committee today did advance Senator Danny Martini's bill to legalize sports betting at casinos and horse tracks in the state of Louisiana. Are you okay with this? I am. In so many ways, the Mississippi Gulf Coast kicked our butts. When it comes to casinos, they did a better job than we did. We've got hotels here in New Orleans, but as far as Louisiana is concerned, there are hotels on certain casino properties around the state, but the Mississippi Gulf Coast did an excellent job of turning that into an industry. And people are going to bet. Now, somebody called the show earlier, and I know a lot of people agree with this caller, that because some people are addicted to gambling, and it's a disease, that we should legalize it. If it's a real disease, aren't you going to find a way to gamble? Does it matter? If it's a disease, aren't you going to find a way to gamble? And if we have legalized gambling in the state, then why not allow legalized gambling, legalized sports betting? Do you know how much money is going over to the Mississippi Gulf Coast on a regular basis for sports betting, especially in this area during the football season? Well, wouldn't that lead to tax revenue for the state of Louisiana? I mean, should this even be an issue? The committee approved it 3-1. Now it goes to, I guess the full Senate, and we'll be following this this story. But, you know, I think it's a good idea. If you want to join us with your comment, our number is 260-1870, area code 504, 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Here's a text. I have been a police officer for over 30 years. I am not a big fan of the cameras, but why do we give a warning or notice about driving the speed limit? I get that point. But why do you allow people to go over the speed limit a certain amount and then suddenly change it? No, you can't do this anymore. I mean, I clearly get that point. And I am for giving tickets if people speed through school zones. But my problem is, with a lot of people's problem is, with the mayor changing the city policy. And I think a caller brought up a really good point when he said it would be like the city of New Orleans saying, well, you know, we're not going to arrest you anymore for smoking pot. And so people start smoking pot. And I see it downtown in the quarter. Not a lot, but yeah, I see people walking around with a joint. Well, they're not like, they're kind of trying to hide it, but they don't do a very good job. And then suddenly the city decides, we're going to change that policy. We're not going to tell anybody, but we're going to suddenly change that policy. I mean, is that fair to the citizens? So while I understand that you don't have to give people a warning to drive the speed limit, if there's a city policy that suddenly changes, I think you have a responsibility to tell the citizens. If you want to join us, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. So you've just heard in our news that a former Vice President Joe Biden is going to announce Thursday that he's running for president? Well, by announcing that you're going to announce Thursday, doesn't that mean that today he's really announcing that he's running for president? So I guess it's official. Former Vice President Joe, this is the worst kept secret, though, in politics. Joe Biden is running for president. So we'll continue this conversation when we come back. There it is, song of the day. Van Morrison is performing this weekend. This is the song of the day. If you want a pair of tickets to go to Jazz Fest, be the eighth caller to our contest line at 260-WINS. Area code 504-260-9467. Caller number 8 is a winner and goes festing. Remember this band? They always kind of sounded like the Beatles, didn't they? Song is called Bad... I mean, the band is Badfinger. On this day in 1975, Peter Hamm of Badfinger hanged himself. He was reportedly depressed about the band's financial problems. But here's what's interesting. Peter Hamm was 27 when he hanged himself. Same age as Janis Joplin, Jimi Hendrix, Jim Morrison, Kurt Cobain, and Amy Winehouse. A lot of celebrities have died at the age of 27. So, you know, I mean, if a celebrity makes it to 28, in some ways they've kind of beaten the odds. All right, if you want to join us with a comment about anything we're talking about, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Do you support sports betting in Louisiana? It's a step closer to being reality, and I'm all for it. I mean, why not try to capitalize on that? Is this our winner from Covington, Tim? All right, congratulations to Jeff Burton of Covington. Jeff is the winner of 2 tickets to Jazz and Heritage Fest. It starts this Thursday. It's going to be a great weekend. Thursday, you're hearing about some showers and a possibility of maybe a few storms, but, you know, what the hell? If you plan on going, go out there anyway. But the weekend after Thursday, the weekend is supposed to be just beautiful. So it's a great time of year, Jazz and Heritage Fest time in New Orleans in this part of the country. And tomorrow we'll have another song of the day from a performer who's going to be performing this weekend. Who will it be? I don't know yet. Haven't figured that out. Here is a text that says, speeding is speeding. Changing the allowable buffer is something different. If people don't speed, then you don't need the buffer. There shouldn't be a problem. I agree with that. But there's no doubt that as people, we become conditioned. And we're conditioned to certain things. And if you're conditioned to follow a certain pattern, then you follow that pattern. And I agree that everybody should drive 20 miles. I've got a text here that's trying to tell me that that Scoot condones speeding in school zones. You know, I wish the people who want to bitch about me or this show, I wish they would actually listen, because you really lose total credibility when you don't really listen to what's being said, because I've never condoned speeding in a school zone. This is really just about the mayor being secretive about announcing it. And look, this is my opinion. And some people agree, some people disagree. From Metairie, Gregory, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot, how are you doing?
I'm good.
I'm glad you're back on the air.
Thanks.
Of course, a lot of us are praying for you. Okay. I kind of grew up with you.
Well, thank you.
I was so glad that you played that little Badfinger clip. Pete Ham was an extraordinary guy. Now, I never got to meet him, but I did get to meet Joey Moland and Mike Evans when they were touring as Badfinger in the early 80s. They came to New Orleans, and they were very gracious people. It's really a sad story. The Beatles did discover Badfinger, and they were one of the first groups to sign on Apple Records. I don't know if you recall that, because you were spinning those records.
Well, and I do, now that you mention it, I do remember Badfinger on the Apple record label. Because, yeah, I was playing records back then, yeah.
Paul McCartney had discovered them in Swansea, South Wales. Not only were they really big, they had like five top 10 hits. I mean, they had some big, big, big records, and they got ripped off. Apple Records, it wasn't really the Beatles' fault. Apple Records was so mismanaged after the Beatles broke up. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of management problems. But the group did appear on George Harrison's Concert for Bangladesh, John Lennon's Walls and Bridges, and his Imagine album. They were always asked to appear on their records. But Pete Ham was also going through a personal thing with some girlfriend. If you ever listen to the song Baby Blue, he talks about this girl named Dixie. She had left him, and do you know where he hung himself too, huh?
No, where?
It was in one of Paul McCartney's apartments in London.
Wow.
In a closet.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
So,
I just knew that he hanged himself.
I'm just a huge fan of those guys. And like I said, I got to meet Joey Moland and Mike Evans. And Pete Ham was pretty much the band, even though all of them were great musicians.
Yeah.
In their own right. I mean, absolutely great. And they did sound a lot like the Beatles, I suppose.
Gregory, this, you know, your call and this conversation is just another reminder of why we say this is where politics and pop culture meet your opinions, and I appreciate that information.
Yeah, well, it's such a sad anniversary at the same
time. Yeah, it is. And he was 27 years old.
That 27 thing.
Boy.
I can't get my head around that.
I know. It's
really
like
strange.
If you make it to 28, you beat the odds.
Yeah. Well, hey, listen, thank you for playing Badfinger,
right.
And I'm sure Pete Ham appreciates it.
So, in other words, we're assuming that Pete Ham is listening in heaven or listening in hell. I mean, wherever he is. Okay, hey, Pete, man. Peter, glad you're with us. Here's another big hit from Badfinger. Tell me this doesn't sound like, you know, the Beatles. And this was the song that the caller was just referring to, Baby Blue. So, hey, you know, people have issues, and they take their own lives, which is really sad. Okay, it's Tuesday. The song Text Off for Tuesday is coming up next on WWL. Okay, it's a Tuesday. It's time for the Tuesday song Text Off. We do this on Tuesday. I'm going to play an original, and then I'm going to play the cover. The original is song A. The cover is song B. You decide which one you think is better and text either A or B to 870-870. Here is the original. This came out in 1971. I remember playing this on the air when I was a very, very, very young DJ. Okay, we don't announce the artist until we announce the winner right after the news at 3 o'clock. And here is a cover, and this was done, I think, in 1993 for the movie Cool Runnings. And that song B, the cover, was actually a pretty big a reggae hit. Okay, so here's what you need to do. Just text A or B, depending on which one you like best. It's a fun thing we do on Tuesdays. Text A or B to 870-870, and we'll check your calls here. Check out the votes here, and we'll have the winner right after the news at 3 o'clock. I've got a text here that says, don't forget that Brian Jones of the Rolling Stones was 27 when he died, too. A lot of people died at 27. And so kind of along with that topic, next hour we'll talk about Eminem this past Saturday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.